第二十一天
Part C
常考话题
Home, Family, and Environment
经典图片集图片一
Candidate A In the picture, a woman is walking to the left and a man is walking to the right. They may just get divorced or they want to get divorced. There's a little boy going with the man. He looks very sad and shouts out, Mom!In recent years, the divorce rate in China has risen sharply. Reasons for divorce vary, and for some people it is better to get divorced than stick to an unhappy marriage. However, for those couples that have children, I suggest they think it over before making the decision of divorce. Parents' divorce has negative impacts on their children. First, the love from a father is different to the love from a mother,So every child needs both parents' love to healthily grow up. A child living with a single parent can only get one kind of love. This may bring psychological problems later. Second, in order to raise the child, a single parent usually needs to work harder. Thus, they will have less time being together with their child. The child thus may feel neglected and not being loved,which also may cause psychological problem. Third, if the single parent gets married again, the child may get hurt by having to call an unrelated person father or mother. If the new parent cannot get along well with the child, the situation will be even worse. So, for the sake of the children, parents should be careful when thinking about a divorce.
Candidate B.
I agree with Candidate A.People should be cautious about breaking a marriage, especially if they have children. Nowadays, we often read in the newspapers about cases of youth criminals. According to official statistics, a large percentage of youth criminals are from single-parent families or remarried families. For most of them, their parents get divorced when they're 7 to 14 years old. These cases really show the bad effects of divorce on children.As adults, we do need to think that over.
图片二
Candidate B.
The picture exhibits a sparse forest. Two men are sawing down another tree in this area. Several stumps silently lie behind them. This is a familiar scene in some woodland in China. In recent years, our forests have been getting smaller and smaller.People are crazily cutting trees for money because the trees in the forests grow naturally and do not need people to invest anything. But cutting trees destroys our environment. It leads to climate disaster and causes damage to our offspring. We have already seen the consequences. There's flood disaster occurring almost every year.Many wild animals are facing the danger of extinction because their habitats have been destroyed. The deserts are growing bigger and bigger each year. And sandstorms are emerging in more and more places. Our environment has changed greatly due to the reduction of forests. We should let everybody know that cutting trees for short-term profits breaks the balance of the nature and is actually destroying ourselves. And those who continue to cut trees...should be severely punished.
Candidate A.
I agree with Candidate A. Once great damage has been done to the environment, it is impossible to recover. In the past 20 to 30 years, each year there were natural disasters occurring somewhere around the world and in China. Even if we stopped destroying the environment from now, there would be no way to restore our planet back to its normal state.Yet there are still people destroying the environment every single day. If the current situation continues, it can be imagined that man will completely damage the earth one day.
经典短文
Parents have to do much less for their children today than they used to do, and home has become much less of a workshop. Clothes can be bought ready-made, washing can go to the laundry, food can be bought cooked.Canned or preserved, bread is baked and delivered by the baker, milk arrives on the doorstep, and meals can be had at the restaurant, the workers' canteen, and the school dining room. It is unusual now for father to pursue his trade or other employment at home, and his children rarely, if ever, see him at his place of work. Boys are therefore seldom trained to follow their father's occupation, and in many towns they have a fairly wide choice of employment, and so do girls. The young wage earner often earns good money and soon acquires a feeling of economic independence. In textile areas, it has long been customary for mothers to go out to work, but this practice has become so widespread that the working mother is now a not unusual factor in a child's home life. The number of married women in employment having more than doubled in the last 25 years. With mother earning and his older children drawing substantial wages, father is seldom the dominant figure that he still was at the beginning of the century. When mother works, economic advantages accrue, but children lose something of great value if mother's employment prevents her from being home to greet them when they return from school.